Some of the biblical critiques of witchcraft would be the same type of critiques for those who practice the occult generally or anything else. For example, Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 13 lists witchcraft or sorcery in the list of forbidden practices and ideas that, you know, for example, when you enter the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not imitate the things that the people do in the land that are detestable to the Lord. And among that list are divination, mediumship, sorcery, witchcraft, these types of things. So God just simply expressly says, don't engage in it. And you know, because we're forbidden, and as we should be, the demonic world hates us. Satan is out like a roaring lion seeking whom he might devour. Resist him firm in the faith. And when Paul, in 1 Corinthians 10, in Deuteronomy, it says, the things to which the Gentiles sacrifice, the idols, they sacrifice to demons and not to gods. So God connects this magical polytheistic neo-pagan or witchcraft idolatry to the demonic world, which we should have nothing to do with. So as we look at that type of idolatry, that brings us also back to the most basic of the commands of God. You shall have no other god before me. And if you've got the goddess or Zeus or the force or whatever is your view of a placement for your deity, you've got an idol, and your maker who made heaven and earth and the one to whom you're responsible, you're going to have to give him an answer someday, but you've gone off and worshipped an idol instead.